This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Denver Public School Board voted to keep Kaiser Permanente as a health care provider, reversing a controversial recommendation to drop the insurer. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Thousands of educators can keep their doctors for at least another year. After the district initially recommended dropping Kaiser due to high costs, teachers flooded board members' inboxes in protest. Board Vice President Monica Hunter.
If processes are being followed, but the people most impacted by those processes do not feel respected and valued, then it is our duty to change those processes.
Superintendent Alex Marrero criticized what he called the board's meddling in the process. The board's directive extends current contracts through the 2026-27 school year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Vagina Monologues returned to Grand Junction for the first time in more than a decade last night. The show features frank discussions of women's sexuality, including desire and sexual violence. Playwright V, formerly known as Eve Ensler, says she's pleased the play will be seen in a more rural, conservative part of the state.
And I think when people hear something that reflects their truth, they rise above these kind of divisions that have been often imposed on us by people who don't want us coming together because it serves their interests.
The Vagina Monologues runs through Sunday at Grand Junction's Unitarian Church. It's presented by the feminist troupe Three Sisters Theater Company. This is CPR News and KRCC. Good morning.